Alright, this is Gargoyle Zebulon coming to you. I've been to Ozfest 97, 98, 99, and now 2000. And it's a gathering of people, you know, we all listen to metal music, we hang out, we have a good time, we party. Well, this year was a ripoff. First of all, we paid $50 a ticket. Now, $50 a ticket ain't that bad. You consider the fact when you camp, you gotta pay another $50 and $15 for a car. So just to see a goddamn show, I was out $110. After jamming us in the shitty little campsite, we decide to party Friday night. It seems alright. Security comes up and just grabs this dude's beer bottle. He says, you can't have it in the park. The guy says, I'll put it away. Security guard says, no, takes it and smashes it. Go to the show the next day. You know, it's kicking. I listen to this all. Some really hardcore-ass bands. You got Pantera, you got Oz. After the show, we've all been listening to metal music. It's been 12 hours. We're pumped. We've been screaming. We've been mosh-pitting. We go back to the campsite hoping to have a good time. We start to party, you know. People start to gather here and there, and it seems like it's all okay. Well, security's roaming. Tons of them. In their red shirts, on ATVs, sprees and shit. They're just ready to beat some people down. They're pissed off and angry. You have a crowd of people who are just slam dancing to Pantera, and you expect them to go to bed. So we start partying, right? And me and my buddy decide to grab some beers and head down the hill. We go down there, two guys sitting on drums, padded away, people dancing and hanging out and drinking beer, not being loud, just chilling. All of a sudden the security comes up, you know, they walk in and they say, you gotta shut that down. So they stop playing the drums. We think that's all fine and dandy. We're like, all right, we're gonna move it up the top of the hill where they have a pavilion, you know, where we won't bother anyone, like anyone's fucking sleeping the night after Ozfest. Go up there and they start banging on their drums and people gather and it seems like the security isn't gonna fuck with us. A guy hauls an empty keg over, starts banging on that with some wrenches. We were jamming, man. It was a blast. People were dancing. All of a sudden, here comes security. Coming on their ATVs, the fat little fuckers waddle on over and, you know, say, you gotta shut that down, you know. As the security's walking off, the guy, little guy, you know, with long hair, he takes his wrenches and bangs on his keg, bumping him, bumping him, bumping him, bumping him, like a final farewell to the audience. He grabs his keg. He's walking away, you know, with a smile on his face, heading back to his campsite. One security guy runs up full swing and punches him in the head. The guy falls right on his ass. The security guard proceeds to beat the shit out of this guy while the rest of security tries to keep us from gathering around to stop him. The rest of security's in our face like, you want to be beaten up too? You want to be punched? And the two guys who actually were walking in to try to stop this shit, security went and restrained them. And there was more security than there was us. They must have had 20-some security guards. Of course, they can afford that, being that they're raping us on the charges. They even charge a quarter to take a goddamn shower. The whole crowd are yelling, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Pretty soon, here come the cops, and they arrest them. And I'm trying to signal the cops, because I know security guards are not going to let me talk to the cops. One guy with a camera tried to take a picture, and the security took the camera away. So I told the cop, you know, this is bullshit. That guy over there fucking punched him. He's like, yeah, well, you should just go back to your tent and avoid messing with security. Now, see, what the problem is, Floatright Park, this really large park in Wisconsin, pretty much owns the goddamn town. You know, they bring in the tourists, so the police are afraid to, you know, screw with them. So I knew nothing was gonna happen. We're pissed off. We start heading down the hill. We hear some people yelling and hollering. It seems cool. We start partying with them. We decide we're gonna take a walk around, try to wake people up and hang out and party. So we're walking along. We must have gathered 200 people. 200 freaking people are following us in this parade, yelling, wake up, party! And here comes security with the cops right behind them. They instantly stop it. You know, we sat down. We're like, what the hell? Cops walk into the front. They start giving breathalyzers to underage girls. They arrested two girls who were just walking, not yelling, just walking because they were drunk and underage at a fucking park the night after Ozfest. Now this shit pisses me off because I went to the show. The guy on the stage is yelling, smoke pot, drink beer. People in the audience are afraid to light up because the goddamn sheriffs are there walking around putting handcuffs on anybody who does. Now, I ain't saying there isn't a place for security. I mean, things need to be run smoothly. But when fucking the security acts like pit bulls, lashing out at anybody walking by, someone's gonna end up having a gun, and that's when the shit's gonna hit the fan. This is Gargoyle Zebulon.